Ryan, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And every other week we are joined by our friend Dane Neal, who has some exciting news for you Dane Neal fans out there. Dane, first of all, thank you for being here. Great to see you.
For all those kids that are jotting down every word I say.
Right.
At home with the...
It's going to pay off today.
The Dane Dakota ring.
Today, right. Eat more Ovaltine. What?
Oh, my gosh.
You have brought with you a very, very special guest.
You know, we try to have special guests on a regular basis. Sometimes we fall a little bit short. Oftentimes we exceed your expectations on the word special. And here we have somebody that's special for a number of different reasons. It's the world of coffee. People love... I want to say everyone loves coffee, but I know, Bill, that you're one of those, you're like, you know.
I'm not a fan of it, but I appreciate the art form that coffee has become.
Right. Bill recognizes that it's a big thing out there.
It's becoming quite a hit.
For other people.
The coffee.
You can get somebody that's doing things in their industry at the highest level, and then if you can have a higher purpose attached to it, and then if that higher purpose is part of the entire operation,
yeah,
you know what you have?
Success.
Ideally, right? Yep. And you've got Pete Leonard from I Have a Bean. He is here.
Howdy. I have a bean.
One of the greatest names ever in
you.
Business history.
That's what we thought.
Was this your idea, Pete? I Have a Bean?
The name was not my idea.
No?
No, because the company is actually Second Chance Coffee Company.
Oh.
But try and sell coffee as Second Chance Coffee.
Right.
That doesn't
work. Sounds like somebody took a sip, wasn't thrilled, and gave
exactly
it to you.
Well, we all know what happened with Doggy Bag Burgers. They never thought, all right.
Right. And why not?
I don't know. What. No,
they
one
were
knows
way
why
cheaper.
Right. It was just the idea that maybe these had been enjoyed
there's
previously
a bite taken out of my burger.
Exactly.
Just eat
right
it.
So
just
it was secondhand coffee, people called it. Second chance, what? Because it wasn't good enough the first time.
No,
it had to be
that
roasted
doesn't work
again.
Second banana work.
No.
Coffee.
Second
that
fiddle.
You did the right thing.
Yeah.
So how long has the company been up and running?
So we founded in 07. Mm-hmm. We realized we needed to design and invent our own coffee roasting machine. It took 2 years to do that. We started roasting in June of 2009 on a commercial basis.
So what went into that, the building of your own machine? That must have been in and of itself an impossible...
Insanity went into it. A lot of computer programming, a lot of help from a lot of friends of mine that know a whole lot more about programming and welding and stainless steel and airflow dynamics and all that kind of stuff.
When you're going to create your own machine, you like to stay away from people using the word contraption to describe it, right?
Sure.
So this is
however.
However. But it is a contraption.
But so it's one thing to decide that you like coffee, you're a fan of coffee, you enjoy drinking it. It's another to decide, hey, I think that this is a business I want to get into. And then I guess, right, you have to find those moving parts to make it possible. Were you always a big coffee fan, and this is the way that you could get high on your own supply?
That's a great question, Dane. I've actually loved coffee from the very first cup I had.
How old were you?
I was 12.
Really?
Yeah. I was in the basement of a church, and my mom was drinking a cup of coffee out of a styrofoam cup, those little 8-ounce cups.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, can I have some of that? And she had this look on her face like, yeah, sure, kid. Okay, go ahead,
right,
Pete, have some coffee. So it was mostly cream and sugar, I got to say. But I took a sip and was like, hey, that's pretty good.
Which is weird for a 12-year-old kid, even with tons of cream and sugar in it.
I was weird, so.
Because my kids do that, hey, can I try it? Go ahead. And they're like, ew, so bitter.
Right.
But it is an acquired taste, except for you.
Except for me. Well, there was a lot of sugar in there.
Yeah.
But that's what started my love affair with coffee. So since I was 12, I've liked coffee. Jeez. Now, my mother didn't let me drink it when I was 12, after the first 5 sips of that cup.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a number of years later.
You're switching to whiskey, said Mom. We can't have a 12-year-old drinking coffee.
I said, how about bourbon?
Right. Good move. What do you make of, in your lifetime, what coffee has become? There was a time where you'd go to a diner and get a glass for 15 cents, and now it's become what it's become.
Yeah, right. So we're in what's called the third wave for coffee, right?
The thing you're talking about
is the first wave.
Yeah.
And that was going someplace to a diner and getting, well, diner coffee. And it was okay, I guess, for what we had back then. And then Starbucks came along. And that was the beginning of really what's called specialty coffee, well known in the U.S. That's second wave.
Yeah.
Third wave, go to Wicker Park, go to our cafe in the library in the Wheaton Public Library. You're getting latte art. You're getting coffee that's not roasted, ultra dark, burnt, oily stuff.
It's Starbucks too strong for me. Got to be honest.
Too dark.
It's really
over roasted is what a lot of people think, but they've done a great job.
Yeah,
frankly,
because they put whipped cream on some of the stuff.
They do.
They've got a store right here downtown, Pete. There's one in the city now.
What? There
yeah,
is?
There's a Starbucks.
Are
here.
You kidding?
Passed it the other day.
Is it across the street from the other one?
I don't know where it is. It's inside the other one.
No, but you're right, where they're trying to find ways to take people that maybe wouldn't be fans of traditional just regular coffee or over-roasted coffee and make it kind of something palatable for everybody, whether it's got that caramel drizzle on it. I mean, right. Where you have those things, where it is more of kind of a dessert beverage, really.
Yeah, and a very high caloric one.
Yeah, there's that, isn't there?
Wendy, you drink coffee, right?
I have to have coffee at least 2 to 4 cups every morning just to get me going. And I didn't have any the other day, and I wondered why I had such a horrific headache.
Yeah,
as
fantastic.
Soon as I had a cup of coffee, done.
Perfect. Well, I've just brewed using an AeroPress. I brought some coffee that we roasted today.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the island of Java, which is in the country of Indonesia. And I just brewed some in an AeroPress. I have a third of a cup of coffee right here for you.
I
have a bean mug. It's perfect for drinking. However, there is no cream or sugar.
Is that okay, Wendy? I know you usually like both cream and sugar.
Smell it first.
I will.
But you, Pete, refuse. It's much like people who say, what are you putting ketchup on steak for? You don't want cream and sugar in your product. You think it?
I personally don't want cream and sugar in there because, frankly, part of my job at the company is tasting the coffee,
sure.
Not tasting the cream and the sugar.
Are you offended if somebody does add it?
I used to be.
But not anymore?
No.
Okay.
People get to drink it the way that they want it.
Can I just tell you that typically I drink coffee to get me going in the morning. I like the smell of it more than the taste, usually.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's because I haven't had good coffee.
Maybe. I don't know what you're drinking. Probably shouldn't say it on the air, but...
It varies.
Yeah.
Just whatever's on
whatever's
sale.
Whatever's close. Oh, I see. So
we
you're
make
brewing
it at
this
home.
At home?
Yeah.
You and 85% of the U.S.
Is that true? Is that about the number? 85%
of the coffee consumed in the U.S. is brewed at home. Only 15%. Is purchased outside of the house. So that includes Starbucks and what used to be Caribou, which is now Pete's.
Yeah.
All of that external coffee, that's only 15%.
Those people who have the high-end machines in their home, those are becoming more and more common. Are you a fan of those, or are those not doing it for you?
Well, it depends on what you mean by high-end.
I think they're all the same, but I got maybe a crappy one.
Do they vary dramatically?
They do. The most popular one is with the K-cups,
yeah,
right.
Krups, not Krups, Wendy. It's Krups.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
you're saying it wrong.
Right. Well, Krups is a brand of a
right.
coffee brewer, right?
Yeah,
and it's not a K-cup machine or a Keurig machine.
Oh,
those typically will. There's only 5 grams of coffee in a typical K-cup.
Yeah,
which isn't anywhere close to enough to brew an 8 or 10 or 12 ounce cup of coffee.
Really?
Not even close. Oh. So you need about 13 grams to get an 8-ounce cup of coffee, which we make K-cups as well.
They neglect to tell you that on the box, don't they?
They
forget to leave that in.
It just doesn't say inadequate on the
side. Inadequate. Sorry, you're going to need 4 of these.
I got to tell you about my experience right now with black coffee, which I've had before. And quite honestly, I use like a mixture of creamer, a sweetened creamer.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the consistency where it's a little bit thicker. So this obviously more watery in consistency, but not in flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's tasty, and it is not leaving a very bitter aftertaste in my mouth. It's very smooth.
Smooth and sweet, and that's really because of our roasting machine and the quality of coffee beans that we choose to roast.
When you talk about the quality of coffee, everybody likes good coffee, but that's something that you guys have built into the whole philosophy, right? So as you're traveling the world curating coffee to be roasted and sold, you're only looking for, is it the top 1%?
Yeah, we only choose coffee rated in the top 1%. Coffee's graded on a scale just like wine is. It's a
Who's
0 to 100.
It,
so there's a group called
Mr.
the
coffee.
CQI and Juan Valdez.
Yeah. Those guys are in cahoots?
They are. You didn't see him. He was carrying them on his burro.
Does the burro get a vote?
The mountain.
No.
So there's a group called the Coffee Quality Institute, CQI.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that really are the arbiters of that scale. And it's adjudicated by the Specialty Coffee Association of America. It used to be of America. Now it's just the SCA. They've merged with the European branch. So those two groups own that scale. And so coffee is independently judged when it's green. And again, when it's roasted on that scale.
And you're selecting only the top 1%, nothing else.
Yeah, the top 1% is millions and millions of pounds of beans in the world, but we choose from the top 1%. That's correct. We don't choose anything lower than that.
We have to take a break, but I have to tell you, when you use that pre-mixed creamer, sweetened creamer, it's about 100 calories for a tablespoon, and I pour like a quarter of the thing in there. So this is tasty enough to not use all those extra calories.
Fantastic. We hear that a lot.
I might go black from now on.
Yeah.
Once you go black, you know.
Go back.
I've heard that. All right. A quick break, and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You know, this is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. I've had, I can't tell you how many cups of coffee in my life, and this is one of the best.
Agent Cooper from Twin Peaks. He enjoyed his coffee. Who doesn't? Pete Leonard is here, the visionary founder of I Have a Bean Coffee Company, along, of course, with Dane Neal. We were kidding earlier about the name of the company, not I Have a Bean, but Second Chance. But the reason behind this is a very, very good reason.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's Second Chance, not because we're giving a second chance to the coffee, mm-hmm. but we employ men and women who have spent time in prison. So they have a felony conviction on the record, and the number one issue they have when they get out is most places won't hire them.
Yeah.
If you can't find a job, how do you pay your bills?
Right.
What are you going to do? And that's why the recidivism rate is so high. Over 55% here in Illinois, about 60% across the nation. So we employ post-prison men and women. It's not exclusive to that. But we strongly prefer that you can show us that you've got a felony.
You're doing a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
We joked a little bit at saying that not all of their employees have that kind of record, but they could aspire to. They're out there maybe rolling through some stop signs as
we'll
speak.
We'll see what happens. All right, good.
We call them pre-felons. You never know.
What's your ultimate goal with this, Pete?
Yep, ultimate goal. That's a great one. So it's really twofold. We plan on expanding our roasting operations across the country. We built a micro-roasting plant that's in Wheaton. Mm-hmm. You can buy our coffee online at ihaveabean.com. That's why I have a bean, I have a dream. Mm-hmm. It's links to the same kind of thing. But our goal is 72 roasting plants across the country.
Oh, that's great.
Well, men and women are getting released from prison all across the country, and fortunately, people drink coffee all across the country. So we want them to have great coffee, and we want to employ post-prison people to do it.
Can I make a suggestion?
Please.
I know you're headquartered in Wheaton, but your headquarters should be in the Bean here in the city.
You know what? I'd love to have a shop, like a little sidewalk cart right across from the Bean.
I think inside a trap door.
Right. Think about it. It's a lot of space in there.
I could talk to the designer. Yeah, I like the trap door idea.
All right. Not only is this an amazing thing that you're doing to help people who have been in prison and need a transition and need a job, this, honest to God, is the best black coffee I've ever drunk
Fantastic.
In my life.
Thank you.
It's not bitter. It's perfect. No more cream and sugar for me.
Nope. Well, those days are over.
There you go.
Dane, while we have you here, this is very exciting. This Saturday is the premiere of a new show here on WGN, and it stars you. Did you know this?
not just me.
They should have told you this.
But motorsports enthusiasts, race car drivers, car club members, families ready to take that road trip in the summertime. Anybody that loves to travel. It's going to be starring all of those people. I may just be the Ringmaster Ned from 2 till 4 on Saturdays for it. And it's called On the Road with Dane. And it's going to be all of those things. So it's going to be, it won't be the kind of car show where people just call up and say, hey, this thing's making this rattly noise. What do I do? It's not like that. It'll be people sharing, whether it's race car drivers kind of sharing their lives off the track, or people that are notable that you know and love from so many different things, but have a really strong car connection. And then we'll highlight a lot of those communities that are doing those cruise nights and just great ways to experience the automobile throughout Chicagoland.
It sounds like fun.
It does sound. I didn't know you were such a car
Oh, forever,
guy.
Right?
Forever.
Yeah.
Well, I've been riding in cars since before car seats, right?
I was conceived in a car, I think.
Nice. See, everybody's got a connection. Some are naughtier than others, but But yeah, so
it
this
sounds great.
So this week we're going to have Guy Fieri, who's a longtime friend. Obviously, you know him as the star of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. And yes, he's rolling out in the 67 Camaro for every episode. But he's been the driver of the pace car at the Indy 500. He's been part of record-setting races at NHRA. He and I were just at the Daytona 500 together a couple weeks ago. He's a huge car guy.
Yeah.
So he'll be sharing that along with his own family vacations, family road trip vacation, mm-hmm. where we'll commiserate at the world's largest ball of twine, all that kind of stuff. Kevin Harvick, if you're familiar with Kevin Harvick, Bakersfield, California, one of the top stars in NASCAR. He'll talk about him partnering up with Cal Ripken Jr. to build ball fields all around for different youth, doing the people's work just like you, Pete.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have, I think the village, I don't know if it's a village or city, I don't know if you can grow or change like that, but of Westmont, where they have a real unique community-wide approach to their cruise night, and it's become one of the biggest ones in Chicagoland.
Well, congratulations. That's big news. That's this Saturday from 2 to 4 right here on WGN.
2 to 4, on the road.
Very nice. It's Dane Neal and, of course, Pete Leonard from I Have a Bean. Pete, great to meet you.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for being here.
Great to Thank be you. Here.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.